AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two separate reviews, one by a retired FBI agent, the other by a Denver prosecutor, find that a white Cleveland police officer was justified in fatally shooting a black 12-year-old boy holding a pellet gun. The two had been asked by the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office to look into the case in which Tamir Rice was killed last November. A lawyer for Rice's family says local prosecutors are trying to avoid responsibility. In a statement, Prosecutor Timothy McGinty says they're not reaching any conclusion based on the reports and that any charges will be determined by a grand jury. An investigator fired by the House committee investigating the Benghazi attack says the panel is politically motivated. AP's Violet Ekonomova has more.
Air Force Reserve Major Bradley Podlyska tells the New York Times he's a Republican, but couldn't get on board with what he calls a partisan investigation to target Hillary Clinton. Podlyska says he was fired, partly for trying to conduct a comprehensive probe into the attacks in Benghazi. He says the committee at one point became entirely focused on Clinton and de-emphasized other agencies involved with the attacks.
The committee says Podlyska used work email to send a social invitation and put classified information on an unclassified system. Five Iraq war veterans living in Wyoming file a federal suit against government contractor KBR. Casper Star Tribune reports that the five claim they were exposed to toxic fumes when the Houston-based company improperly burned waste during the war. A day after 95 people were killed in a pair of bombings at a peace rally, scuffles broke out in Ankara, Turkey, between police and mourners. The police were trying to stop the pro-Kurdish political leaders and others from laying carnations at the site of the bombings. Turkey's prime minister suggests Kurdish rebels or Islamic State group militants are to blame. This is AP Radio News. Heavy rain returned to parts of South Carolina yesterday as thousands check the damage and begin cleaning up from the devastating floods. Georgetown resident Deborah Pryor says she and her neighbors had no choice but to flee their homes as the floodwaters closed in.
A lot of people has evacuated because the water's now coming next to their home, and for safe reason they had to leave. And so I'm living with my aunt.
About 13 miles of Interstate 95 remain closed because of bridge damage from the flooding. In the baseball playoffs, the Los Angeles Dodgers, Chicago Cubs even their respective NL division series at a game each, Dodgers beating the Mets 5-2 in a contest in which New York shortstop Ruben Tejada broke his leg in a hard slide into second base by the Dodgers' Chase Utley. Cubs took advantage of sloppy play by the Cardinals to beat St. Louis 6-3. The American League series resumes today. The Toronto down 2-0, hopes to stave off elimination against Texas. Kansas City is in Houston. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.